London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States became the world's largest oil producer in 2014, according to a report by the BP Energy Company. BP economist Spencer Dale credits the shale revolution for a surge in American oil production that helped U.S. producers leapfrog over Saudi Arabia. American output of natural gas and oil combined is now greater than that of Russia, the previous global leader. In a presentation to energy experts in Washington, Dale said we are witnessing a changing of the guard in terms of global energy suppliers with profound implications. The U.S. now spends far less on oil energy imports, which once hurt the nation's balance of trade and the economy. The U.S. military chief said Thursday the United States is considering creating more train and advise hubs for Iraqi troops, even as it prepares to open a new base in Anbar province with 450 military personnel. It's another one of the options that we're considering, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters in Naples, Italy, where he is meeting with U.S. commanders. Dempsey said examination of other sites beyond the new one near Ramadi, the provincial capital overrun by Islamic State insurgents last month, is just part of prudent planning. Chinese state media say former security chief Zhou Yongkang has been sentenced to life in prison following a secret trial. According to the Xinhua News Agency, Tianjin's Intermediate People's Court found Zhou guilty of corruption, abuse of power, and disclosing state secrets. Xinhua News Agency said the trial took place on May 22nd and that Zhou admitted his guilt. It also said that he does not plan to appeal the ruling. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has made his first televised appearance since parliamentary elections results this week, calling for swift agreement among political parties to form a coalition government. Speaking on Turkish television Thursday, Mr. Erdogan said the four parties that won seats should leave egos aside, with understanding that continuity is a must for the state. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power urged the Ukrainian people to move from demanding change in their country to helping create it. Speaking to a large audience at the October Palace Cultural Center in the Ukrainian capital Kiev Thursday, she expressed U.S. support for the government and civil society-led reform process. She urged Ukrainians to remain engaged.
Building a system of new rules will never depend on what your government does, but rather what you make it do and what you do yourselves.
She said they must continue to make their voices heard to keep their leaders accountable, something she noted which is threatening to autocratic leaders like Russian President Vladimir Putin, who she said wants to sabotage their efforts. Leaders of Nigeria and four of its neighbors met Thursday to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. In opening remarks, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his country should command the task force because it will provide the bulk of the troops and the main theater of the war is on Nigerian soil. He said a proposal to rotate the commander post between the countries every 6 months would make the task force less effective and efficient. Mr. Buhari also promised Nigeria will follow through on a pledge of $100 million to give the force a smooth launch. European leaders pressured debt-ridden Greece Thursday to reach a new deal to stave off a default on its loans, but the International Monetary Fund said there was no progress. We need decisions, not negotiations now, said Union President Donald Tusk. And it's my opinion that the Greek government has to be, I think, a little bit more realistic, he said. Tusk said a meeting in Luxembourg next Thursday of finance ministers from the 19 Eurozone countries would be really crucial in determining whether Greece's international creditors will unlock an $8 billion bailout segment in time for Athens to meet a $1.8 billion payment due one of its lenders, the International Monetary Fund, at the end of June. But an IMF spokesman said Greece and its creditors are well away from an agreement and that IMF negotiators in Brussels had returned to Washington. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.